Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is it still too hot for you?
I got used to it already.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it only took like 24 hours.
What
now
a flip-flop.
Well, not a flip-flop, no. I hated the immediacy of it going from not being warm to then being extremely warm. Hated that. Remain hating that. And now 24 hours later, we're like, all right, now we're used to it.
That still sounds like a flip-flop.
No but chance is that a flip-flop. In what world is that a flip-flop? That goes from hating...
I think everybody that just listens...
All right, we need a judgment on this.
This is like the German linebacker, does it rhyme?
How
where
am I not,
you were just
how am I not
impossibly wrong on
how am
it?
How am I not hearing this? So like, what I instantly hated was the idea that we went from 70 degrees to then like 95 in extreme heat. It was the immediacy of going from... like if we were, it's not the heat that I was bothered by. It was the idea that we went from one extreme to another as quick as we did.
I don't think you had that nuance in your take yesterday.
That was the whole take. It was the whole take. I'm not letting you rewrite this take. That was the whole take.
I think you're rewriting the take. I think the rest of us heard your take clear as day. It was a straight ahead bleep the heat, and now you're trying to run it back a little bit.
Bleep the immediacy of the heat. Like, give me some.
You not
give me some
did you use
Listen,
immediacy as a word
when
yesterday?
When I go into the shower, do I instantly go in blazing hot temperature? No. No, we go in there and you ease into the shower. You go. It's a little warm, and then as you're in the shower longer, it goes a little bit warmer, a little bit warmer.
Thank God you're explaining showers.
That's what I want out of the temperature. That's what I want out of the temperature. Give me like a gradual. One day it's 85, then it's 87, then it's 89,
and
then it's 90, then it's 91. That's the only thing I said yesterday.
I think you just said there was a nebulous bleep the heat.
Oh, you know I'll get mad at anything today, so you're just gonna wind me up like a wind-up doll.
Listen, you're getting too upset.
I'll just be your toy today.
You're getting too upset.
And you can get me to just get angry about everything. You got me angry about pizza. You got me angry about a stupid weather take that I don't even care about.
And I get
now you're getting me angry about Shador Sanders. You just know I'm in a mood today.
I think you just need to take some pizza and just calm down because you may be getting a little hangry. You're trying to rewrite.
So that's the spin. No. He's going to get me angry to then be like, you're hangry, and that pizza over there, that's going to get you through.
I just can't let you rewrite
what
history.
What slippery wizard nonsense is happening today?
I just can't let you.
Lima's off this week. You don't have to play Lima. It's okay.
I cannot let you rewrite yesterday's show where you just kind of had a nebulous bleep the heat. Oh, it's too hot. Conversation.
That's not what it was.
And you're backfilling in a great way, by the way.
It was the extremes is all it was. It was going from that to that.
If you said that yesterday, I'd be like.
I did say that yesterday. Oh, get the tape. The only thing I said yesterday.
He just went full Seinfeld. I did say that yesterday.
We said it yesterday.
Just have some pizza. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay that you're flip-flopping on your heat take. Oh. It really is okay.
I mean, he often just makes up things that I say, but I don't know why this one is just out of pocket today.
I don't think it is.
Out of pocket today.
216-474-0092. If you remember JP's heat conversation, who's right here? Is it me who's just trying to keep a clean record here for everybody
like
out
three,
there?
I think, Jake, I think it was even like 3 o'clock yesterday, if you want to go back into the log.
I think it was 5 hours of bleep the heat.
Pull that one back up.
I don't think Jake has to pull it. No, I think we're going to see if the audience... recalls what you're spinning here, and we'll see from there.
It was like a minute and a half, maybe like 30 seconds.
So, by the way, 5 hour shift.
If it was, memorable for anybody, I'd be shocked.
I think people knew what you did, and it's okay. It's okay.
Knew what I did.
It's just a weird thing
knew
to flip flop on.
I did.
I think it's just a weird.
He's not
thing.
Even good at the slippery wizard game. That's the part that bothers me the most. If you were good at it, I might just be like Jeter hat respect. Cool. You're not even good at it. You just say things.
I don't know. This seems like you're on the offensive, and you're trying to like spin it in a specific way. I think there's somebody here trying to pull some slippery wizard stuff, and I think the audience knows who it is.
Oh, do they?
It's a guy that needs a piece of pizza, and it ain't my fat ass.
I'm not hangry yet. I do get hangry.
Left the record show.
I do get hangry, and I'm in a mood today too. So we are ready. We are ready. We are ready to go after it.
At any point in this 5 minutes of conversation,
we are ready to go after it today. If you want
now, so now that you're
just going to use me as a wind up doll today, I get it.
Now
I know the theme of today.
There are worse types of dolls to be used as. They're
yeah, that's true.
See, you're welcome.
Easy now.
So
that was very
now
well
that
done,
you're good
and
frothed
now.
At the mouth. Lance Zierlein, who's already said he's not going to come on the show. We reached out to him.
Yeah, thanks, Lance.
And his rebuttal was, I'm not trying to put Jake on blast here. His rebuttal was something like, nah, I don't want to kick the hornet's nest with Shedeur Sanders.
No, I used that phrase for him.
Okay.
He did not say that. Once he responded and said he wasn't interested because he didn't want to, I think he said stoke the flame.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so he doesn't want to kick the hornet's nest is what he doesn't want to do, which is wild because once you already do that, you've already done it.
Yeah. You should just take your 15 minutes of fame and just enjoy it. Or he's already afraid of the Shahive, as they're known. He went on Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network, of course, our sister station, and took a pretty big swing at media members with their coverage of Shedeur Sanders.
I had people from the media reach out either through text message or direct message saying, man, I can't believe you said that because this is the same way I feel. But everyone was afraid of taking the heat. I mean, to be honest with you, the media is afraid of Dion, at least the national media who deals in television. They're afraid of dealing with the Dion. They're afraid of the pushback and the blowback from people on Twitter. I don't care. Like, the truth is the truth. So it doesn't matter to me.
Sounds like he cares.
Also,
sounds like he cares a lot.
No,
if he doesn't want to come on this station and defend it, it sounds like he cares a lot.
This also sounds like, you know what? No one's going to say it, but I'm going to say it. Sounds a little bit of self-propelling there.
Well, then not going on the radio here in Cleveland where Shedeur plays to then say it.
Are we too soft on Shedeur is, I think, where this takes
us. This was one of the more mind-blowing things I've ever heard. Last week, Ross Tucker came on this station because Ross will at least defend his own takes, but between Ross, between Colin Cowherd, they acted like somebody with speeding tickets had all of a sudden committed real crimes against humanity here. And I don't know how we got to this spot where Shedeur is being treated too soft. Are you kidding me? People undressed Shedeur Sanders last week as if he had committed real, actual felonies instead of driving a little too fast on the highway. The nitpicking attached to Shedeur last week and the people leaving Shador's side based off of traffic and speeding tickets tells me there's no way that he's ever been considered too soft or treated too soft. Like, the people went after Shedeur last week for things that we don't go after other people for. Lamar Jackson went 105. Nobody even blinked an eye about it and was like, okay. And he was like, okay, fine. He just posted on his social media accounts and everything was okay.
Zach Edey literally went 101 miles an hour the same day.
And nobody cared. Because you shouldn't care if a guy goes 101. You shouldn't care about speeding tickets for players. And people acted like Shedeur Sanders had legitimately done something massively wrong.
So I do think we're too soft on Shedeur. I think we're too hard on Shedeur.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Because I think there are two camps in the media right now, and same thing with fans. I think there are people who think this guy is the most underrated thing, and he got jobbed, and there's collusion, and all the different words. And then I think there are people who think that's asinine, and it was just about the pre-draft process, nothing to do with Dion, nothing to do with the big brand stuff, which the NFL has shown time and time again that they're very uncomfortable with, players having significant brands of their own. And on the while, I feel like I'm in the middle looking at both sides being like, you could press Shedeur more and you could maybe give the kid a benefit of the doubt.
I mean, I just see it. So I see it more one-sided because I look at a kid that fell to the fifth round, which if you want to talk about punishment, that's $40 million that he lost out on. But he went to the fifth round based off of all these other things. Apparently, we were too soft, but it all of a sudden had his draft stock plummet 5 rounds. That sounds like somebody that not only had the right amount of media criticism, but obviously then had the ripple effects attached to it through NFL circles to have him fall that far.
Here's the thing. I don't believe anyone in the NFL is afraid of Deion Sanders. That's, to me, where Lance is the most out of pocket in all this. Oh, I've had people... Okay.
Right. Why would they be scared of Deion?
Well, it's the NFL. Does anybody in the NFL look like they're afraid of anything other than like giving players fully guaranteed contracts? Other than that, is there anything that really scares the NFL? Concussion lawsuits. Other than that, is there anything putting end racism in the back of the... No, the point is, no one thinks about Deion Sanders. Like, this is where, okay, Deion should not have been his son's agent, proven true. That's just Shiloh probably would have been drafted.
Right.
Shador probably would have been a top three-round pick if Shador had been given the kind of advice he needed. But this, we're turning this guy into... Like, guys, he doesn't have that kind of power. It's the same reason why, like, when people were like, hey, is Deion trying to steer his kids some way? The NFL spoke. You don't have that power. Wait. We'd rather just not deal with you. We're not afraid of you. We're just going to ignore you.
Tell me the break that Shador Sanders has actually gotten. Like in the NFL.
Other than the ones given to his father?
No, again, that's Colorado, that's pre, that's everything. We're talking about what Lance Zierlein is discussing, with the media being too soft in the NFL draft process and then being taken in the NFL. Tell me the break that Shador Sanders has gotten. Because the timeline shows that he fell all the way to the fifth round based off of the media criticism and everything associated with his dad and everything that accompanies that. And then since being here, he has not taken a single rep with the number ones, which is not something that I feel like is being given any sort of credence or anything like that. And then he's been lambasted for speeding tickets as if he all of a sudden murdered a guy. Like, I mean, it's wild to me that anyone thinks that he's gotten some sort of pass or anyone's been soft on him or anything of that ilk. It just... Where's the proof in that?
I would say any of the Shador apologists and their rebuttals of him and their heavy-handed rebuttal, like thinking specifically of like Mel Kiper and Louis Riddick on the dais of the spending the next 3 days of the draft talking more about Shador and how wronged he's been. But
where's the actual results of the idea that they were okay, fine. Mel Kiper goes to bat for him hard in the paint. Good for Mel. It is what it is. Where's the results because of Mel doing that has benefited Shador Sanders?
I don't think that. By the way,
they don't exist.
But I don't think the media hammering him is why he went to the fifth round. I think Shador went in the fifth round because of his actions in the pre-draft process. And the fact that if he was a first-round talent, I don't think he would have suffered from them the way he did, being a second- or third-round talent, which is what I think the NFL collectively thought he was before the shenanigans.
So do we feel like if the media is too soft or the media is too hard in the case of Shador Sanders, it doesn't matter in general anyway?
No, I mean, I think it probably matters to be that kid. And I think it matters in terms of how we treat kind of lightning rod type. And he's not a lightning rod. He's a lightning rod because he has got a social media following and because of the family name. But no, do I think inevitably it's harmed his career? No, I don't. Listen, I think if the Browns, the media does not influence the Browns if the Browns are punishing him for speeding tickets or the pre-draft process. The Browns are doing that because they want to make some statement because they've bought into not just their own ideology on how Shador handled the pre-draft process, but how other teams bought into it.
I guess the main point is that if anyone is being soft when it comes to Shador, it hasn't benefited him in the slightest bit. Because he has not gotten, since he's been drafted in the NFL, by the way, the fifth round, no part of this has been a cakewalk for him. Like, it's all been hard. None of this has been easy. And some of this has been him making it harder on himself. There's an acknowledgement there, but like none of this is, no part of him is benefited by even being the last name Sanders since being taken to the NFL.
Shams Charania is reporting that Ohio native, Cleveland Browns fan, CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second round pick are headed to the Washington Wizards from the Pelicans for Jordan Poole, your guy.
Oh, the pool party.
Sadiq Bey and the 40th pick in the NBA draft. How are we feeling?
It feels bad for CJ McCollum. I mean, his career is just going to die now in Washington.
I mean, well, him and...
He was already on life support.
Him and Chris Middleton together just making $30 million a year to win 15 games maybe next year.
That's tough.
It does take the pool party off the platform for Team Peterlin.
For now.
And Team Pizzaland. Are we too soft on Shador?
Pizza Land is not going to catch on.
No, that's when you're in the pursuit of pizza.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
Smith was in the pursuit of happiness. I'm in the pursuit of pizza.
Would you rather Johnny Pizza?
Johnny Pizza?
Just, that would be like a pizza porn.
What are you talking about?
I got a large pepperoni pizza here. It's Johnny Pizza.
Pursuit of Pizza sounds like the bootleg version of Pursuit of Happiness.
I think it also sounds like the adult version, and not saying I wouldn't watch. In my younger days, I'm a family man now, guys. Are we too soft on Shedeur Sanders? A huge NFL announcement, which was met with crickets. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.